This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to Washington Thursday evening as he wound up a five-day trip to Europe. The trip highlighted the key U.S. role in mounting a strong allied response to Vladimir Putin's aggression in Ukraine. Mr. Biden attended a Group of Seven leaders meeting in Germany, which was followed by a three-day NATO summit in Madrid. During the trip, he announced plans to permanently bolster the U.S. military presence in Europe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday the withdrawal of Russian forces from Snake Island would significantly change the situation in the Black Sea. In his evening address, Zelensky said that the pullout would limit Russian activities, but acknowledged it would not guarantee safety in the Black Sea area yet. The Kremlin portrayed the pullout from Snake Island as a goodwill gesture. President Biden says he'd back an exception to Senate rules if that's what it takes to pass a bill protecting abortion rights, blasting the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade as destabilizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the solution is for Congress to codify Roe's protections. In an evenly split Senate, that would likely require changing the rules that now let any member block a bill unless it has 60 votes. The president's pitching one.
Require an exception to the filibuster.
It's an election year shift as the president tries to rally voters outraged by the ruling to boost Democratic majorities. But at least two Senate Democrats don't support a change. Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says it's impractical to expect such a massive institutional change.
This is not the political environment to be looking for that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court made a historic change Thursday. Ketanji Brown Jackson is now the High Court's first black female justice after being sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am. I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
There were two oaths, the other administered by her former boss, Stephen Breyer, minutes after his retirement. Brown Jackson won't change the court's 6-3 conservative majority, but she has broken through a glass ceiling. Now there are four female justices.
I am pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling.
Prior to her swearing in, the court issued several major rulings this past week to overturn the nationwide right to abortion and expanded gun rights. Thursday, the Supreme Court dealt a blow to fighting climate change, limiting how the EPA can curb power plant emissions. By a conservative 6-3 vote Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court said the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Instead, the EPA is limited to plant-by-plant regulation, the High Court said. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. French President Emmanuel Macron urged other world leaders Thursday to better protect the planet's oceans by adopting an international agreement modeled on the legally binding Paris Climate Accords. Macron traveled to Portugal after attending a NATO summit in neighboring Spain to make a speech at the UN Ocean Conference in Lisbon. He acknowledged the failure of world leaders to update an international treaty to include a mechanism that addresses ocean conservation and the sustainability of marine life. Hong Kong's incoming chief executive attended a flag-raising ceremony Friday on the 25th anniversary of the handover of the city from British rule to China. John Lee watched as the Hong Kong and Chinese flags were raised in tandem by an honor guard. Chinese leader Xi Jinping arrived in Hong Kong a day earlier but was not seen at the day's first event. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday Britain was not giving up on Hong Kong and accused Beijing of failing to keep its promises on the 25th anniversary of the handover. Johnson said in a video message posted on Twitter, quote, "We simply cannot avoid the fact that for some time now, Beijing has been failing to comply with its obligations," end quote. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to Washington Thursday as he wound up a five-day trip to Europe. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.